I don't see how you can say that we have a Founders Day and then we have a Memorial Day for the Otagbo. In the first instance, I don't see how people could found the country when in the first instance they also were the same people who did not even want a unitary state. These were people who were fighting for a federal state. I don't see how they're going to marry the two for a group that has won. If you read the Hansard of 1956, 11-12-1956 and 13-January-1957, you will find that even at those dying moments, these were people who were out there wanting this country to be divided. The Ashanti to go on their own and the Northern Territories to go on their own, and they even wanted the liabilities and assets of this country to be divided by a partition commission. And how do you give such position to a group of people who did not fight for this country? There was a Ghana, they were fighting for something else. For us in the CPP, we believe, and I believe, that there's only one founder in this country. And who's the founder? He's that one person who laid down his life, who did everything that he felt was necessary to bring us this far.
Madam Ayana says she stands by the fact that there is only one founder for Ghana and history should remain so. She accuses President Akufo-Addo of perpetrating a family agenda to distort Ghana's history.
I don't agree. Because the UGCC had a different agenda. The CPP also had a different agenda. The UGCC agenda was self-government in the shortest possible time. The CPP's agenda was self-government now. And that was where the Otagbo went. He went for self-government now. And he did everything within his power to gain that independence. So I don't see why now they want to share that credit with him. It could have, look, I think that it's a good idea. We could have had a zero day, which would have included people like Sergeant Tadete and the whole lot of them. How about Bafo Akoto and the rest of them? They didn't take part. You understand? Since President Akufo-Addo came in power, his first inaugural address was one that kept all of us thinking, because we knew that he had an agenda. And this was not, for me, an NPP agenda. This is an Akim agenda. This is a family agenda.
A former deputy leader of the CPP, Rodlin Ayana,